thewellnesscouch.com, streaming wellness into your lives. Download the app today.
TheWellnessCouch.com, streaming wellness into your lives.
Welcome to 100 Not Out, featuring your hosts, Dr. Damien Kristoff and Marcus Pierce.
Hello and welcome to 100 Not Out, a weekly show dedicated to helping you master the art of aging well. Marcus Pierce here with you, and I am so excited, not just to speak to Australia's number one wellness expert, but we have a very special guest today. But before we do, we've got to bring on my brother from another mother, the god of longevity, the Mediterranean master himself, Dr. Damien Kristoff. How are you, brother?
Hello, Piercy B fam. I'll tell you, I've had a lot of comments in conversations, discussions about the acronyms, and people commented actually on how quick-witted you are. I was like, what about me? What about me? I came up with all of those acronyms, Piercy, but no, mate, well done. You know, people liked it.
Yeah, we can't pop the balloon, but Damo taught me everything I know. So it's all Damo.
That's not true.
He's older, he's wiser, more good looking than I am, far more traveled, and way smarter.
All that's very hard to believe and not accepted. But PC, this is an exciting day. We're getting closer to heading across to Icaria and Sardinia. As we record this, we're probably only about 4.5 months out. So we are super close.
And I said to you before we recorded that our 5-day reconnaissance to Sardinia last year was one of my most favorite trips. It was the first time, I think, in about 20 years that I can remember going on a holiday with a friend. Every other holiday since then has probably been with family, with children and so on. We had 5 days in Sardinia, but it was by ourselves, no group. And this year we go to Icaria for the fifth time and Sardinia for the first time with a group. And one person, we actually have three people coming to both, but one person who is coming to Icaria and Sardinia is almost a foundation listener of 100 Not Out. I'm going to have to ask her when she joins us in a moment. Anita Spihar, in the words of Radioland, long-time listener, first-time caller, but we've called Anita to ask her on today. Anita Spihar, joining us in Icaria and Sardinia this year, but long-time listener of 100 Not Out. Anita, welcome to the podcast as a guest.
Hey. Thanks, guys.
It's a real joy to have you, but we have to know, first of all, how long is a long time? When did you start listening to 100 Not Out? And tell us how you found out about the podcast.
Well, it's sort of a long, short story, but let's just say post-divorce, I was looking for something to entertain myself and I wanted a male perspective. And I was looking around and I obviously the Wellness Couch was around and you guys were doing stuff on there. And I basically started from Meal Foundation and I've been listening to you from day dot. And I think the time I met Marcus, I actually said, I feel like I've been listening to two younger brothers like in their bedroom talking for years. because I've just listened and listened and just loving to hearing your perspective on things, but also the respect that you have for women. Like, I think that's really lacking a lot, I think. And I just have really love listening to you guys evolve in your learning patterns from, like, you know, do you eat a green juice to not eating a green juice to, you know. and I've loved listening to all your listeners, you know, old and young, varied in, you know, skills and knowledge. It's just been, and I love Cindy. And so, I've just, been, you know, all the guys that you guys are connected to, I've been listening to for some time and I just went, these are my people, you know, but,
I'll tell you what, Anita, you've spoken my love language right there. And, to have someone who's stuck with us the whole time is amazing. I thought after maybe 200 episodes, 99% of our listenership had dropped off. And it's really nice to know that there's somebody else out there other than my mum listening to the podcast. So hi to mum, and thanks, Anita, for, you know, continuing to listen. It's really nice to know. But also, we often reflect on the journey, and we reflect where we started. I came into this experiment, I call it an experiment, before it became an experience, in search of the secrets for longevity, because at 40 years old, I was packing my dacks, wasn't sure if I was going to make it, you know, over the hill and what would happen over the hill. Now I'm 20% over the hill, and, you know, I've got another 80% to go, or, you know, 80% is points to go until I've clocked it. But now I reflect on where I was and I go, wow, I've come a long way, and you've been on that journey with us. Do you think that any of the things that we went through, you also went through? Have you changed your life and outlook and looked at things differently too?
100%. I really have, and I've loved, like, the lessons as I've gone along, and I love, like, you know, it'll be, you know, some weeks it's just banter and the two of you, you know, having conversations. Another time it's listening to experts, and other times it's just other people's experience. And everything I hear has then just led me to dive into something else to go, oh, I'd like to know more about that, or, oh, I might read that article, or, oh, I might do that. And I think it's all come across too, I think, because I spent my whole life, you know, being a mother and a wife and, you know, a nurturer and, you know, working full time and all that sort of stuff. And then post divorce, I sort of was a bit lost, you know, and I was like, you know, what happened? Why did this happen? And I suppose that's why I was looking for a male's perspective and just listening to males talk amongst each other. And that's what I've heard you guys talk about. But then your paths, you know, go from, you know, from movement to exercise to, you know, like the whole longevity experience. But I think it's more the connectedness. And that's why I say to you, I feel like I'm listening to two younger brothers, because it's like I've almost felt connected to you, and yet I've hardly gotten to know you. Damien, I've just met you, and Marcus, I've only met you about a year and a half ago. But yeah, I feel like I've known you the last 10 plus years, you know, so it's crazy.
I often say when people say they listen to the podcast that they probably know us better than many people in our family do, because we're an open book. I think some of the things that we've spoken about on this podcast that I know my family would have no idea about, whether it's doing a salt flush on a full stomach, or Damo talking about the carrot experiments he used to do with his brother and the things that he made Trog consume. And it does make you reflect that it has been a long time. But yes, Nina, as you said, and Nina, your nickname, Anita, I have had the pleasure of knowing you as a one-on-one client for the last 18 months or so. And to see your growth as a human being and the courage that you have to live a great life, it is incredible to watch human beings express themselves. And I love, Damo, that Nina said that she loves our respect for women, because I think that I take for granted that you and I have a great respect and love for women. I think that that's just a normal part of living, but clearly it isn't, and that's sad in itself. But Anita, I wasn't expecting you to say that when you spoke about what you've enjoyed in 100 Not Out. So that's a beautiful compliment, and thank you for it.
Welcome.
We would love to know, because we are so in our own worlds around mastering the art of aging well and making the rest of your life the best of your life. You recently retired, and you've done the crazy thing to not only travel around Australia, but to come halfway around the world with us to Icaria and Sardinia. You're not doing not one, but both of these longevity experiences with us in August and September. We often say that this is a bucket list trip of a lifetime. It's not for everyone. The timing does have to be right, and so on. But for someone like yourself, at the phase of life that you're in, what has led you to make the big jump and join us on our upcoming trips to Icaria and Sardinia?
That was, I'm wanting to, you know, experience life to its fullest. And I suppose what it was very much a bucket list thing for me. I thought, if I've got the money to do it, and because I've been listening to you guys for years, and every time you talk about Icaria back in the past and going to Icaria, I'm like, one day I'll get there, you know. And I suppose it was a bit of a dream for me, and I felt it was very unreachable, you know, financially, and, like, you know, because I was working full time, and, you know, I haven't got time for this, and, you know, always sort of making excuses. And I suppose the crux of it was that I got to a space in my life where I was working really ridiculous hours, long hours, you know, 10, anything from 10 to 14 hour days, and sometimes 6 days, sometimes 7 days a week. And when I wasn't working, I was devoting myself to everything. And I felt like I've just, my whole life was just give, give, giving. And I thought, you know what? I'm actually to give to myself. The next 12 months is going to be about me giving to me. And I'm so glad I'm doing it, because at the moment I'm traveling, and I'm running into elder women, and I'm wanting to go on, you know, walks and do things. And the women I'm running into, some of them are a lot older than me and can't do that. And I went, no, you know what? I don't want to wait till I can't do. I want to do it while I can do, you know. So I went, you know what? I'm going to make sure that I can do this and can get to Ikaria and can get to Sardinia. Never been to either place. And I went, what the hell? Let's just go to an island with complete strangers and see what comes up.
It's so good, Anita. That's so good. And you raised so many great points in there. And I think a lot of people wait for a better time. You know, the amount of times I've caught up with people recently and they've said that they're going to do something, you know, maybe next year or the year after. And in just the last few weeks, I've bumped into a few people where their life has changed significantly through a diagnosis of something. So a mate of mine recently diagnosed with Parkinson's. It's changed his whole world. Like, he can now not swing a golf club, you know, and we played golf together quite a lot. And so at some point, and he's only just early 60s, maybe only just about to turn 60, you know. So, like, you kind of think, wow, like, that all happened quick. And then there's another mate of mine who recently got diagnosed with prostate cancer. And that got him, you know, caught him off guard, and he kind of, he's like, I just never saw that coming. He gets tested. He's an expert in that space, and you kind of go, you know, how did that happen? And then another mate of mine recently, very, very close with me, diagnosed with a terminal tumor, and that it's, you know, it's possible that he may not make it to his 53rd birthday. You know what I mean? Yeah. And so, like, you think about it, we've had people come on to our trips with us who are 70 plus years old, who probably haven't been able to experience all of the best things of the trips. They've come and had an amazing experience, but haven't been able to experience everything. So I would say there's no time like the present, you know, because as we get older, we don't know what our future holds. We don't know whether or not we do get to raise the bat at 100 not out. We don't know whether or not our finances are going to improve, or if they're not going to, if it's just not going to get any better. So if at whatever point in time you consider doing something like this, whether it's with us or with, you know, well, no one else could do anything else like us, it's going to be this one. Like, if you're listening to this and you think, oh, I might go with somebody else, that's never happening. So, you know, get on and do this sort of thing. And I love that you decided, so I'm going to do this for me. Because you can't take your cash to the grave. Like, it's not going to happen.
100%. And that, I think that's, you know, there's been a lot of things that have been sort of whispering in my ear, and, you know, over the years. But I always sort of made excuses because I just never prioritized me. You know, I always like, oh, but I've got to do this, or I've got to help this, or I've got to do that. It was always like giving. And it wasn't till I said, no, stop. And the reason I went stop is because I was freaking exhausted. Mentally, physically, emotionally. I was just like, how much longer can I have this spark? I feel like my spark is just fading. And I went, how am I going to reignite my spark? And that's why I, you know, went down this path with Marcus to say, you know, like, I want to make my life better. I want to have quality of life, and I don't want to wait till I'm older. I mean, what you said about these friends, naming them off, you know, one by one. This woman I met the other day in the pub, never met her in my life, happened to be sitting next to her, and I told her I've basically sold my house, bought a motorhome, and I'm just going wherever the wind blows. And she's like, oh, my God, you're so brave. And I'm like, I didn't think of it as being brave, but she was saying, like, she's moved to this town, and she moved here because her sister was living here, and her sister was brought her mother over from New Zealand, and they went to look after the mother because she was dying. Before the mother died, the sister died, and so this other sister had to fly down, and then because she had then buried a sister, and then within weeks later she then buried a mother, and then she said, okay, well, now they're gone, and, you know, now I've got to start, now I'm here, and now I've got this house here, I'm going to start my life. And she joined this group down here, and she said within the group of 12, she said, not everyone comes on a Thursday we meet, she said, And of the six people I've made friends with, she said, in the last few weeks, five of them have told me they've all got something that they can't, you know, medical things. I'm not going to go into details, but, you know, the same sort of thing, you know?
Yeah.
And like you're talking about older women, but what scared the heebie-jeebies out of me was, you know, my daughter's in her early 30s and her husband's the same. And she had her maid of honour and best friend within months after my daughter marrying was diagnosed with, you know, a terminal, cancer. It's just, you know, heart wrenching, you know, and then out of the blue, you know, and my son and some son-in-law's friendship circle within I think it was 3 or 4 years, don't quote me, that was like four or five of the guys in their early 30s, young men with new, you know, on the beginning of life, you know, committed suicide. And I'm like, what the hell? You know, it just made you stop and think, like, what is life? You know, what do you want life to be? You know, if you feel like you're missing out on something, freaking get your boots on and do it. You
know? Get involved.
Yeah.
You can feel that spiritual urgency inside of you, Anita, and this is that conversation we have all too regularly on this podcast about mortality staring us in the face, and whether it's through people, as you and Damien have just been talking about, people that you know and love that have that even more proximal than you would like. And then someone like yourself going, well, it could end any day. So I'm going to live each day as if it could be our last. Who knows what's around the corner? As I say, we could hit by a bus at any minute. But just to lighten the mood somewhat, I would love to know, when you think of Icaria and Sardinia, because you are going into the unknown, but what are you most excited to experience whilst you're there? Some people come to these longevity experiences because they're real foodies. Some come for the natural beauty. Some want to look at the locals and see how they live. Some come because it's a small group of like-minded people and they kind of like the safety in the small amount of numbers. What is it for you that you're like, oh, I can't wait for this or I can't wait for that?
I love the fact that it is, you're going over there with a small group of people, and I love the idea of just being totally immersed into, it's like popping yourself out of one box and putting yourself into another box and just immersing yourself in a totally different culture, one that you know very little about, experiencing foods that you don't know and being open to going, you know what, this is the way they live and I just want to experience that. And so much so that after I've finished that experience with you, I've actually looked for Airbnbs and places to stay because I'm going to continue traveling, for places I want to stay with families. You know, I have my own bedroom and bathroom, but I share their kitchen. I go to the market with them because I want more of this learning about other people, you know, and the world. I think, you know, I think in a way I've been quite isolated because all I've known is, you know, my little world, you know, and because I haven't had a chance to really travel so openly like this, you know, I mean, I ran into some young French girls coming down a mountain the other day and I just thought, oh, my God, if I was that age again, what would I do? What would I do differently, you know?
Which mountain was that, Anita? I just wouldn't mind going to that mountain myself. just in case Amber is listening, I'm just joking, honey, just joking. But she won't be listening. There's no way. She's not one of the three people that listen. Anita,
your mum and my mum.
Exactly. Maybe Trudy as well. I think Trudy still listens. Anita, I love going on holidays to resorts. I love it. Like we go to resorts. We went to a resort just recently and caught up with Jackson. We went to Bali and we loved it. We love the grapes being peeled. We love the drinks being brought over. We love our massages from Katut. And we love it when Mardai comes to our front door with some kind of a pina colada, a virgin pina colada. I love it. It's really nice. But one thing I look forward to every single year is getting across to Icaria, and now I'm even more excited about getting to Sardinia for those very reasons that you talk about. You get to be immersed into a culture that we don't otherwise normally experience. When we go to Bali or we go to Thailand or we go to these other places, we bring our Australian culture or our Kiwi culture to those places and we 10X it and we get it really cheap and we think we're living like kings.
Yeah.
What you're about to experience isn't that. What you're about to experience is an immersion into a culture that has nailed longevity. And this culturalexperience is a game changer. It's a life changer. And so whilst I love going and having these, you know, little breaks away on holidays, and it probably costs about the same amount of money as what it does to come to Ikaria or Sardinia, my experience is so much more fulfilling, and I come back with energy and I'm energized and I feel like my bucket is 100% filled, but it's full of activity. Like it's not, I'm not lying around on a cabana sipping pina coladas. Like when we're in Ikaria or Sardinia, we're involved in stuff. And I hope that when you come with us, that you experience that same sort of recharge, because it lasts for about 12 months. It's an incredible feeling.
Cool. Can't wait.
I thought Damon was going to say he wants you to do some cooking, some cleaning, to bring him pina coladas.
No, notice that I said it was Katut and Mudde. They're both blokes, right? So I don't expect that.
We're going to get you to work with Ioana and with Vasil and Athena. You're going to be cooking. You're going to be doing all the...
I
think it is too. Also, too, it's that, like you said about the culture, Damien. Like, what's interesting is that when listening to you guys, and when I'm listening to you guys, I'm nodding. I'm like, hell yes. You know, well, you know, when you say things, and there was something you guys said a few podcasts back. I think it was interviewing Don Whittingham. He said a few things that was like, oh my god, that really sort of sparked some energy in me. And then it was then about you know, like we've got things so easy here, you know, everything's at our fingertips, you know. And I think I like the idea of, like, when you guys say, you know, like in longevity, that you need to make things harder to make things better. What's the saying, Marcus? I forget how.
Yeah, well, you need to make your life a little bit harder to enjoy more quality of life. Like movement as a perfect example. You could drive, but go for a walk instead, or park the car a bit further away, and so on.
Yeah, and I've sort of taken that on, and I'm, you know, making myself do things a little bit harder than easier. You know, like, you know, it's putting that challenge to myself. You know, like, okay, I haven't got the Thermomix with me, so how am I going to make this meal work if I still want to make a nice meal for myself? You know, I'm looking forward to just having that experience, because I know that's a daily. I mean, we're going to have a taste of it for 10 days. You know, in each place, but, you know, it's how they live their days day in and day out, you know. And I think as you get older too, I think what makes you do, you start thinking about more about your roots, you know, like your own cultural ancestry, you know, what was it like for my grandparents or my great-grandparents, you know. It makes you start thinking about that sort of time and things. And, yeah, interesting.
So much introspection. I'm loving this. Anita, before we wrap, you would have read Exceptional Life Blueprint, Your Exceptional Life. I'm sure you would have read that. Now,
oh, here we go.
Not only have I read it, I've actually bought about 10 copies and gifted them all.
Yeah, right. Well, Anita, edition is 2 is going to come out soon. The second edition is going to come out soon. Do you feel like I feel that there should be 7 stages, like 7 7 elements, not 8? Do you think that family and friends should come in one thing?
He's never going to let this go.
Do you know what? I know that you brought that up a few podcasts ago, and I was actually listening to it, and you were trying to convince Damien.
Come on, Nina. Come on.
But you know what? I actually disagree with you, Damien. I think we should act.
But it's not 7, like, it's not a cycle. Like, there's no cycles of 8.
No, because, because family is a whole different ball game to friends. You know, you can pick and choose your friends. You can't pick and choose your family. And because you can't pick and choose your family, there's family, some family that you absolutely love and adore, and there's other family you grit your teeth in, like, oh, my God, another Christmas, I've got to see them, type of thing, you know. So, you know, everybody's family varies, do you know what I mean? Whereas your friends don't. You can pick and choose your friend. Like, if I don't want you to be my friend anymore, Marcus, I'm not going to call you, and it's not going to, you're not going to. You know, it's gone. You know, you can't just go with it. You can't go to family. No, you're not my family anymore. Sorry, you're still my family. I'm stuck with you. But, you know, and because it's so different, they're totally different dynamics. I'm sorry, they're not the same. Damien?
Yeah. Got him on a TKO really interesting there. I'll take that. I'll take that, well, Nina.
I've started a straw poll, and at N equals 1, it's 1-0 to Marcus. but let me say something. Sometimes, and I love all of my family, but there's some family members I haven't seen or spoken to for more than 20 years. They're still family. They're dear to my heart, but I haven't spoken to them. And,
same.
You know, you know what I mean? So I don't know. I think they still get to be part of your life because you choose them to be part of your life, and then you get to choose that interaction.
No, because there's some family you can't pick and choose. They're just in your life whether you want them to be in your life or not.
Like your mum's your mum and your dad's your dad.
That's right.
Mm. Okay,
and your son's your son.
Yeah, I totally get it. All right, well, let's agree to disagree. Oh, good on you. Thanks, Anita.
And we can talk about this for 20 days together in Ikaria and Sardinia. You guys can talk the leg off a chair about the difference between family and friends.
Marcus, I like how he's trying to change a subject now because he's going with against the grain.
I know. He's a contrarian, but he doesn't like conflict. So he's picked one there.
Yeah. Good on you, Anita. I love that you've held that view and you're unwavering. It's very good.
Yeah.
But N equals one, and it's 0-1. Marcus's way. So I'll find more people. Don't you worry.
I do want to hear more of your argument on it because, you know, see if you can sway me. But at the moment, you're not swaying me. And I've been listening to the last couple of podcasts, and I'm like, nah.
Well, Damien, you got it wrong.
Sorry,
Damien loves the red wine in Ikaria and the Canino in Sardinia. So you guys can enjoy a nice glass over there.
We can.
And decide the differences between family and friends. Nina, we are going to have you in Ikaria August 22 to 31 and in Sardinia the next day, September 1 to 10. For the people listening, if you would love to join Nina with any remaining spots that we have, you will see them available at 100notout.com. That's 100notout.com. If you've loved listening to Anita share her wisdom, there are many more people just like Anita joining us. Cannot wait to have you over there on the island where people forget to die, Nina, and then in Sardinia as well. You are an angel of this earth, and we are so grateful to have your support of our work, but to have you in our lives. So thank you, and we cannot wait to be in Europe with you for 3 weeks until we see you in the flesh. May the rest of your life, Anita Spiha, continue to be the best of your life.
Yeehaw, Spiha.
How good is Anita Damo? That is very exciting, and we cannot wait I can't wait to see you in Athens, Damo, because I never get to see you these days. I only get to see you on the other side of the planet. I might sneak a trip down to Melbourne before then. So, Damo, I look forward to seeing you in Athens, maybe for maybe one, maybe two sleeps before we join an incredible group of people for, you know what our biggest challenge is going to be, Damo, which we haven't had to do this before. We're going to have to back up Sardinia with Ikaria. We've only ever done Ikaria one trip. So the pressure's on us, the pressure on our health, wellness and vitality will be on. Do you reckon you're up for it? 3 weeks of touring?
I'm taking some extra oligomeric proanthocyanidins at the moment to boost my mental capacity. And I will have more than 2,000% to give, I got to tell you. And look, Piercy, if you do make it down to Melbourne, take a little quick trip down, please look me up. I know you come down to Melbourne often and you don't always come and say good day. So please, you know, you got my number. Please give me a text.
There is a threat. There is a very real threat of that happening in the near future. I was also going to pack my I was going to pack my metformin, my rapamycin, and my other mainstream medicines that apparently are going to make me live a long time. Just need to get a prescription for that as well. So, you know, I'll see what other pills I can pop to maintain my health and wellness for that period of time. Thanks for listening, folks. Damo, find him at DamienChristoff.com. Myself, MarcusPierce.com.au. If you're going to join us for these longevity experiences, head on over to 100notout.com. And until next week, continue to make the rest of your life the best of your life.
Bye for now.
This has been a production of TheWellnessCouch.com. Check us out on Facebook and join in the conversation on Facebook.com/TheWellnessCouch. Subscribe to each show on iTunes and check us out on Twitter. The Wellness Couch, streaming wellness into your lives. Whilst the Wellness Couch presenter endeavor to provide accurate and helpful information to their listeners, these podcasts cannot take into account individual circumstances and are not intended to be a substitute for health and medical advice from a qualified health professional. You should always seek the advice of a qualified health professional before acting on any of the information provided by any of the Wellness Couch podcasts.